Welcome back to Via the Source, where you can get news about the entire NFL and, of course, the Miami Dolphins. Fins up, here's Steven, your host.
What's up, guys? Today's date is Thursday, March 25th. I'm Steven Masso, and as always, you're listening to Via the Source. I'm going to go over a quick little mock draft. Super last minute, I know, but a super last minute mock draft. Today is the NFL draft, so we're going to be able to see how I got like 99% of these picks wrong. You know, the mock drafts are, I think, for fun. I don't bash people for getting mock drafts wrong. I really think a lot of it is just like purely for the sake of just discussion and just fun stuff, entertainment like that, because realistically there's going to be trades that no one knows are going to happen. There's going to be all these different scenarios. There's always shockers on draft night, and that's one thing that's inevitable every single year. So this is my 2019 mock draft. Now, it's going to start off with the most crazy scenario that I think could happen. It's the one that I just have this gut feeling about. I mean, everyone is saying that it's going to be wrong, but it's just something that in my heart I just can't stop thinking this is how it's gonna play out. Now, if this pick doesn't go like this, it's gonna shape the entire rest of my mock draft. So this again is just kind of on a whim. It's kind of to be the different guy, but it's just something I'm kind of feeling. The first pick overall, the Arizona Cardinals select Nick Bosa, the defensive end out of the Ohio State University, and that's a big shocker. But to me and all my friends since last year, we're talking about, well, who do you think is gonna be the first overall pick? And we're all just kind of saying Bosa. The quarterback class isn't that strong, and that's something that the narrative was even during the end of college football season. So it was just something that I think the media is good at hyping up a lot of quarterbacks, and that's not a hate against Kyler or against guys like Dwayne Haskins, but I do think that the quarterback class, we will all kind of look back and say it was a little bit weak. And I think the media is doing a good job at hyping up all the quarterbacks, but I still think Bosa is the best player in this draft. The second pick overall, the San Francisco 49ers, I have him taking Quinnen Williams, defensive lineman out of Alabama. Another just best player on the board. There are holes all over this 49ers team, but they're just going to go with the best player. The third pick, the New York Jets take Josh Allen, the edge out of Kentucky. Again, another best player. This is a young team filled with holes. I wouldn't be shocked to see them go with an offensive lineman, a guy like Juwan Taylor, but I think they look to the defensive side of the ball and pick Josh Allen. Now, pick four is one of my favorite players in this entire draft, and that's Ed Oliver. I have the Raiders taking him. He's a defensive lineman out of Houston. I see him as one of the most ferocious kind of players, one of the most high motor, kind of controversial, with just how a gritty kind of player he is. And I think the Raiders would love to have a guy like that. They lost Khalil Mack. They need some type of force on this defense. I think Ed Oliver is the guy they go to. Now, the first trade, again, trades, how unpredictable those are. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to try to predict a trade. I have the Redskins trading up, taking this pick from the Bucks and selecting the first quarterback, Kyler Murray, quarterback out of Oklahoma, the former Heisman winner. So the Redskins get their quarterback. It's a big shocker. It's another huge move like the one they made for RG3. And the Redskins are just able to hop in there and snatch Kyler Murray from the New York Giants, who are also in deep need for a quarterback. So pick six, the New York Giants come up and they take the next quarterback, the next best available, Dwayne Haskins, the quarterback out of the Ohio State University. A very good second pick that you could get. Of course, I wouldn't be surprised if the Cardinals take Kyler first and the Giants are the team that ends up with Josh Rosen. But in this mock draft, I have the Giants getting Dwayne Haskins. Pick seven, the Jags take Juwan Taylor, the offensive lineman out of Florida. Pick eight, the Bengals, another trade. They move up, acquiring this pick from the Lions. They take Drew Locke, the quarterback out of Missouri. That's the Bengals. Now, a lot of teams are thinking the Broncos are going to want him, so they had to jump up here in order to get a shot at him. Pick nine, the Buffalo Bills take Jonah Williams, the offensive lineman out of Alabama, to get Josh Allen some help. Pick 10, the Broncos missed out on basically all the round one quarterbacks except for one, the guy who is disputed as to how good he is, Daniel Jones, the quarterback out of Duke. And I think the Broncos are kind of against the ropes. They don't really have a say. He's the only quarterback left. They lean with him. So that is basically all the round one quarterbacks off the board by pick 10. Pick 11, the Detroit Lions got that pick from the Bengals. They picked tight end, regarded as one of the best in recent drafts, TJ Hockenson out of Iowa. I personally like Noah Fant more, but he is being rated much higher as of right now. Pick 12, the Packers select Devin White, the linebacker out of LSU. Pick 13, the Miami Dolphins go with Cleveland Farrell, the defensive lineman out of Clemson. I was very, very tempted between who should they pick, Farrell here or Montez Sweat. Sweat's huge, 6'6", but he doesn't look flexible. He doesn't look agile. He looks like a dominant force, kind of like Trey Flowers in a way. But Farrell just has his high motor. His tenacity just looks too much to pass up on and makes me more of a fan of him at this point than Sweat. Pick 14, Devin Bush for the Atlanta Falcons, the linebacker out of Michigan. Pick 15, the Bucks, the pick they got from the Redskins. They go with Montez Sweat, the edge out of Mississippi. Pick 16, the Panthers look to their offensive line. They go for Andre Dillard, the offensive lineman out of Washington State. Pick 17, the New York Giants are back here. They just got their quarterback. They lost Odell Beckham, but they re-signed Sterling Shepard. But Sterling Shepard is a slot receiver. He's a small guy. I think the Giants need to make a big splash and get a big body receiver here. They go with DK Metcalf, who is jacked. He is swole. He is as big as you can get and as athletic as you can get. People question his route running, but hey, if you take a chance on him and he ends up like AJ Green, if he ends up like Calvin Johnson, maybe like Julio Jones, then it's all worth it. The guy has all the physical, tangible abilities. He just needs to get his route running in check. So if they can do that, that is a very solid pick for them. Pick 18, I have the Vikings taking Dexter Lawrence, a defensive lineman out of Clemson. Pick 19, the Tennessee Titans have badly needed a receiver for years. Well, they finally go out and they go get one. Marquise Brown, the wide receiver, gets selected here, regarded as the best by many, but DK Metcalf's just combine, his build really took a lot of the headlines, but Marquise Brown is definitely regarded as one of the best, if not the best, in the draft. So they go out and get him. Pick 20, the Steelers get Greedy Williams, who's regarded by many as the best defensive back, the defensive back out of LSU. Pick 21, the Seahawks go with a safety, Jonathan Abram, the safety out of Mississippi State. Pick 22, the Ravens are a team that has badly needed a receiver, but guess what? Noah Fant, the tight end out of Iowa, is just such an elite talent, such a dynamic force that I wouldn't be surprised if he's on the board right now and these receivers are taken, that they look towards him and they pick him up just because he's that good. He can basically be a Travis Kelce, a receiver slash tight end. He is that dominant of a force. Pick 23, the Texans have badly needed a cornerback as well. They lost Kareem Jackson. Jonathan Joseph is like 89 years old. They go out and they get DeAndre Baker out of Georgia. Pick 24, the Raiders, another pick for them. They turn to the offensive line. They get Cody Ford out of Oklahoma. Pick 25, the Eagles are another team. When was the last time they had a running back they could rely on? They got Jay Ajayi, tore his ACL instantly. They've been in this horrible purgatory of running backs. They go out and they get the best one available, Josh Jacobs, the running back out of Alabama. Pick 26, the Colts got torched by Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. They need to get that under check. They get Byron Murphy, the cornerback out of Washington. Pick 27, the Raiders go for a cornerback here. They get Rakia Sin out of Temple. Pick 28, Christian Wilkins, a defensive lineman out of Clemson. Pick 29, the Seahawks, they look to Brian Burns, the edge out of Florida State. Pick 30, the Packers turn to the offensive line, help Aaron Rodgers as much as you can. They get Garrett Bradbury out of NC State. Pick 31, the Rams look to Rashawn Gary. It has come out that he has been playing with a torn labrum, so that will need to be addressed at some point. I think that could cause him to fall quite a bit in the draft. I have him going pick 31 to the Rams. And now pick 32, the Patriots, a guy who's regarded as one of the best talents in the entire draft. And I think the Patriots just go for the talent, and that's Jeffrey Simmons, the Mississippi State defensive lineman. This guy is a freak, but he is coming back off of a torn ACL injury, which has his value kind of falling, or at least potentially falling in this mock draft. And then he has some disputes off the field that have been hurting his value as well. So that wraps up my 2019 first round mock draft. Of course, a lot of this is going to be wrong. I can't predict. I mean, it's really all for fun. I don't care, you know, how much you study. There is no chance that you're able to predict the majority of these picks, just because it's so difficult to do it. We can't get in the mind of these GMs. There's going to be shockers. There's going to be trades. There's going to be so many crazy things. This is just kind of my guess at this lottery ticket that is the first round of the draft. So I hope a lot of it pans out. I'm banking a lot on the fact that the Cardinals will go for Bosa first overall instead of Kyler Murray. But like I said, if the Cardinals do instead go for Kyler Murray, then expect Josh Rosen to be traded to a team like the Washington Redskins, who are a lot of people are saying are out of that running now, or a team like the Giants. I said if the Giants were to get him, it would be an instant turnaround for that franchise. You can trade a third round or a second round pick. You got two first round picks early on and Josh Rosen. That would be great for them. Or the Miami Dolphins. I know a lot of the Dolphin fans on Twitter are hating the idea of Josh Rosen. He had a bad rookie year. Yes, he definitely did. But his offensive line was almost historically bad. And if we were able to give Tannehill that leash because he didn't have an offensive line for years, then I don't get the idea of completely denying Josh Rosen an opportunity after one season. He will be cheap. And if it doesn't work out with him, then you can ditch him. He had 2 years in the pro to show himself. If you really didn't make the next step, then I guess you know what you have. But denying someone that off of a rookie season with a team that was really lacking a lot of talent on the offensive line, it just doesn't really make sense to me. I don't think it's justified completely. Now, every year I do a thing where I have guys that I would love if the Miami Dolphins drafted. I have guys that I would be okay with, you know, I'd be really content with, guys like Minka Fitzpatrick. I had him, Derwin James, guys like that. I really were just content if the Dolphins got him. And then I had guys that I would absolutely hate last year was Vita Vea. So this year for my Miami Dolphins fans, the guys that I would be absolutely ecstatic about if the Dolphins were to draft, if Kyler Murray, first of all, somehow falls within reach of the Dolphins, whether they trade up or he somehow miraculously falls all the way down there, then I would be ecstatic. I would be the happiest Dolphins fan you can imagine. Another guy that I would be completely ecstatic about is if Ed Oliver were to somehow fall to the Dolphins. I love this guy. I think he is tremendous. Like I said, he's just a force when he is on the field. So I would love if he were to somehow fall to the Miami Dolphins. I don't expect Miami Dolphins to trade up in this draft. In fact, I'm more inclined to say that they will trade down and try to acquire more picks. But like I said, Ed Oliver, if they can end up with him, I would be ecstatic. Guys that I'm okay with them getting are guys like Josh Allen, of course, if he were to fall somehow. Dwayne Haskins, if the Dolphins see him as a franchise quarterback and he falls to them, then who am I to say that he won't be? I will support a lot of quarterbacks if they ended up in Miami. Same thing goes for Drew Locke. A lot of people don't like him. If the Dolphins were able to see something in him that would make them think that he is the guy, then you know what? I will completely support that decision. Montez Sweat, the edge out of Mississippi, if the Dolphins were to look there. Jawan Taylor. The one guy that I would just hate if the Dolphins were to go after is Daniel Jones. And who knows? Maybe he could end up proving everybody wrong. Last year, I hated Josh Allen coming into the draft, but after the first season, I really liked what Josh Allen was able to do as a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. In fact, I was very, very impressed with what he was able to do. So maybe Daniel Jones can do that, but as of right now, he is the one guy that I say, please do not draft for the Miami Dolphins. Everything, all the signs, all the character traits that people are writing about him is that he is basically Ryan Tannehill, and I cannot deal with another year of just kind of being stuck in the middle, having a quarterback who isn't necessarily a leader, who doesn't take over games, a quarterback who needs everything to fall in place. He needs all the stars to align to succeed. I don't want that. I want a quarterback who, if his back's against the wall, he can still get that win. You know, Aaron Rodgers, you're never going to doubt him. No matter who's on the field, you know he is able to take over a game. Same thing goes for Russell Wilson, who had a terrible offensive line. Same thing goes for Tom Brady, who it seems like he's always missing some weapons on the offensive side of the ball. But you know what? If Miami could get a guy like that, and if they see that in Dwayne Haskins, if they see it in Drew Lock, then I will support it. Maybe if Daniel Jones can prove me wrong, but as of right now, he is the one person I say, Miami, please don't draft this guy. And that is how I'm going to wrap up this episode, guys. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shady Steven. You can follow my podcast at Via The Source. And to hear more from me, you can click subscribe to this on iTunes or on Spotify, however you like. All the downloads are greatly appreciated, and it helps me continue to make more of these. So it is truly appreciated to all my listeners. And as always, I'm Steve Amasso, and this was Via The Source.